Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Another Republican hat thrown into the ring.
I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States.
Mike Pence jumps in. Another school shooting, this time at a graduation.
Our kids can't take it. Our teachers can't take it. Our families can't take it anymore.
And Pope Francis hospitalized.
He will undergo abdominal surgery.
Good morning. I'm Vicki Barker with the CBS World News Roundup. They worked for or with him. Now they'll be running against former President Donald Trump in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CBS's Robert Costa has that report.
God is not done with America yet. And together, we can bring this country back.
Today, former Vice President Mike Pence released a new political ad and will also officially jump into the race, choosing to do it in Iowa, the home to the caucuses and where he has been busy courting fellow religious conservatives.
We need to stand firm on the conservative agenda.
I intend to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States, and I want your support.
Announcing his bid for the White House, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, once a Trump ally, is now calling out the former president by name.
The reason I'm going after Trump is twofold. One, he deserves it. And two, it's the way to win.
Trump responded in a post calling Christie a failed governor, writing, "This time it won't be any different."
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also announcing his candidacy today. Massacre in Richmond, Virginia. As joyful crowds emerged from a high school graduation ceremony yesterday, a man armed with four handguns opened fire, killing two people, wounding five others. CBS's Nicole Skanga on a day of terror and tragedy.
Chaos erupted as shots were fired in Monroe Park.
We have multiple reports of shootings.
The area was filled with families celebrating Huguenot High School graduates.
With all graduates of the class of 2023, please stand together.
Who left from the Altria Theater directly across the street just moments earlier.
This is their graduation day. Is nothing sacred any longer?
Keisha Allen was looking for her goddaughter who had just graduated when the shooting started.
It was just total chaos. There were books for the diplomas all over the ground. There were hats all over the ground. There were shoes and glasses and pocketbooks.
Allen said she saw students among the people injured.
There were two of them on the ground in their gowns still shot.
The police chief did not release a motive but said he believes the suspect knew at least one of the victims.
Overseas, Pope Francis is back in the hospital. CBS's Chris Livesay has the details.
The Vatican says he's here for an incisional surgery for a blocked abdominal wall, and this will require general anesthesia, something that Pope Francis himself has said he has not responded well to in the past. And this is not his first health scare, as we all know. In March, he was rushed to the same hospital after suffering from breathing problems that turned out to be bronchitis. And in 2021, he spent 10 days in the hospital after having part of his lower intestine removed.
A humanitarian and environmental catastrophe unfolding in Russian-occupied southern Ukraine as floodwaters from yesterday's dam collapse start to peak, each side blaming the other for yesterday's attack. CBS's Deborah Pata reports.
The sheer magnitude of this catastrophe is becoming clear as water continues to surge through the breached wall of the collapsed dam towards Kherson, less than 50 miles away. Homes have been submerged, many just swept away, and once fertile agricultural ground, now a soggy wasteland. It has triggered an environmental catastrophe, endangering drinking water and an entire ecosystem, and a humanitarian crisis forcing the evacuation of thousands. For the people of Kherson, who endured months of Russian fire, only to be chased from their homes by rising water, there is anger. I know it's war, said Lyudmila, but to blow up the dam, it's barbaric.
In London, Prince Harry's in the hot seat at his phone hacking trial, facing cross-examination on his contention that the Mirror newspapers used illegal means to get scoops about his private life from early adolescence onward. Harry, among multiple celebrities suing the newspaper group for alleged phone hacking and other illegal practices.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Air quality warnings in place across the USA this hour. Canada wildfires triggering air alerts on both sides of the border, sending an ashy haze as far south as Indiana.
It looked smoggy, but it had that distinct smell of smoke.
It looked like there was a lot of smog up there.
That smog left the New York City skyline shrouded in haze. In Ocala, Florida, the white woman who fired through her front door and killed a black neighbor last week has been arrested. Sheriff Billy Wood says a long feud between Susan Lawrence and Ajika Owens could and should have been settled peacefully.
I wish our shooter would have called us instead of taking actions into her own hands. I wish Mrs. Owens would have called us in hopes we could have never got to the point in which we are here today.
Lawrence now faces manslaughter, negligence, and battery charges. Forensic tests on remains found in Mexico confirm that as many as 8 young workers who apparently tried to quit their jobs at a call center running scams were murdered and their bodies dismembered. Turns out the call center was being run by a notorious drug cartel. The newest big hope for conquering cancer is not in a test tube. CBS's Janet Chamlian tells us more.
Artificial intelligence is significantly better at predicting a patient's cancer risk, according to a new study.
The role of AI in predicting breast cancer risk is definitely in our future.
Dr. Polly Nyravat is a breast oncologist with Houston Methodist.
The AI can do it probably a lot cheaper and faster as well.
Current clinical models use a patient's age, family history, and information like breast density to determine risk. Artificial intelligence is able to get biomarkers, more information from the mammogram. The Kaiser Permanente research analyzed the mammograms of more than 18,000 women. AI took just seconds to determine their 5-year breast cancer risk, and it was up to 25% more accurate when combined with personal history.
And commencement ceremonies back on at that small rural Texas high school, which last month admitted only 5 seniors initially met graduation requirements. School authorities say 33 of the 38 seniors are now on track to get their diplomas later this month.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Our CBS listeners who drink might be drinking this summer.
Move over, Aperol Spritzes.
It's the drink you've all been waiting for.
According to Google Trends, summer 2023 is all about the Hugo Spritz.
It's just insanely popular in Italy. Every second cocktail, if it isn't an Aperol Spritz, is a Hugo.
It's made with Saint Germain liquor, which has earned the nickname Bartender's Ketchup for its ability to elevate any cocktail. The Hugo Spritz is Saint Germain mixed with sparkling wine and soda water. Google reports that the beverage has had a 500% jump in search volume and continues to increase as summer approaches. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And finally, a British study has found that angina patients who drink a glass of beetroot juice each day have a 50% lower chance of suffering a heart attack or other complications. And that's the World News Roundup for June 7th, 2013. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.